Welcome to Your Classicals, Rhapsody in Black, an exploration of classical music that's aesthetically and uncompromisingly Black. From APM, I'm Tesfa Wandamagnu. Dr. Andre Thomas is Emeritus Music Professor from The Florida State University. After more than three decades as Director of Choral Activities, he admits that as a kid, it wasn't at all clear where he would end up. Thomas describes his younger self as an impatient young man, always looking for ways around obstacles. When he was 4 years old, he figured out, on his own, how to play What a Friend We Have in Jesus on his toy piano. It's fitting that the first thing Andre learned to play was a song he had heard in his church, because the church is where he blossomed as a musician. With the help of a few books, Andre taught himself how to read music. With each passing Sunday, his role in services got a little bit bigger. A fellow parishioner saw his potential, his enthusiasm, and his need for a little help to get to the next level. So he had a full-size piano delivered to Andre's house. There wasn't money for lessons to go along with the piano, though. So when he was just 12 years old, Andre's impatience led him to an after-school job to pay for those lessons. In an interview, Andre said he walked into a university in Wichita, Kansas, found a door with a piano on it, and walked through it. The professor on the other side of the door took him on as a student because he simply said he wanted to learn. Andre got great grades in school while simultaneously starting to win piano competitions. It became clear that the classroom would be a big part of his future. When Andre attended Friends University, he evolved from impatient to inspire. At Friends University, Thomas met one of the most celebrated arrangers of the Negro spiritual, the one, the only Mr. Jester Hairston. That meeting wasn't all sunshine and roses. Andre's impatience appeared when Mr. Hairston began guest lectures on the Negro spiritual. Thomas was not a fan of the dialect being used. He felt like it set his people back. Eventually, Jester Hairston took the young Andre Thomas aside and schooled him. Years later, Andre penned the book Way Over in Beulah Land, Understanding and Performing Negro Spirituals, and it has become a must-read for any ensemble preparing to perform Negro spirituals. It has also become clear that Andre isn't ready for full-time retirement. Earlier this year, Andre was named an associate artist with the London Symphony Orchestra, a role that enables him to create his own programs in collaboration with the orchestra. And he'll also have a say in the repertoire choices for other programs throughout the season. I have to add that Andre schooled a young and impatient Tesfa, that's me, when he introduced Psalm 90 by Charles Ives. I couldn't tolerate that composition at first, but now it has become my absolute favorite choral work. This is Rhapsody in Black, y'all, from APM, with thanks to producer Daniel Nass, technical director Elizabeth Iverson, and assistants from Julie Amacher, Andrea Blaine, and Scott Blankenship. You can hear more on yourclassical.org. I'm Tesfa.